News 93 WIBC. My name is Craig Collins filling in. I definitely had to check that it was Wednesday, as I struggled to say that a second ago. They blur together sometimes, people, with all the stuff we have going on. Look, I agree with Tony. I agree with other people that I've heard say this, that being a only Trump or a never Trump voter right now on the Republican side of the aisle is silly. It doesn't make a lot of sense. However, I'm going to throw out a however here. There is one scenario where I will forever be only Trump. And I will say this till my last breath. I don't care. The world of aliens is a place where Trump needs to be our president, because a presidential conference of some kind, a press conference that involves Trump and aliens, would be the best television in the history of the world. I'm not exaggerating. It would be amazing. The reason I'm starting out with that today on a morning show on a Wednesday, filling in for Tony and hopefully not sounding too crazy, is Tucker Carlson. Yes, these are the dots. We're going to connect them together. Tucker Carlson came back yesterday. Well, came back again. He's now officially doing his Twitter show. I thought the first episode was actually quite good. I thought the production value was really good for a guy that's doing this pretty much on his own. I think he's still using his producer that he had when he was at Fox News. I'm not sure how many other staff members they have. Obviously, they got camera operators and people, but I don't know who's funding it. I don't know how any of that's working, but I'm fascinated by it. And even the success of it right now, if you're to look at Twitter and go to Tucker Carlson's page, he has lots and lots of views, 52.6 million views for the tweet that has his first episode of his Twitter show, Tucker on Twitter. And he even actually already referenced during that show that they might leave Twitter if it winds up being a place that doesn't seem completely fair, hospitable for him, which is interesting. And by the way, just for a frame of reference, the amount of people that would watch him on Fox News was like 3 million-ish. Some, I know more than 3 million, but certainly not 52 million. So Fox looks so dumb. They look like one of the stupidest groups of people right now that you can pie. And I don't know how long this will go on, too, by the way. Before I even get to the alien thing, which I promise is the whole point of this segment, but we're not there yet. What I think is very interesting about Tucker and his Twitter thing that he's doing right now is that I don't know if it's protected or somehow against the contract that Fox has with him, that they thought they were going to put him on the beach, leave him without being able to be on any sort of broadcast place for a while. I don't know if this is going to wind up being a salvo into a giant courtroom battle or not, but it's fascinating to watch. The only time I really remember something media-wise that was as interesting as Tucker Carlson, it was Conan O'Brien and Jay Leno and Conan getting the boot from NBC. It's that good from just a media standpoint. And then, of course, everyone who missed Tucker's conversation every night with you, that stuff is all back. The monologue version of the show is essentially what you got on Twitter. And he talked about Ukraine. He talked about Russia. He talked about a military operation that definitely seems to be a Ukrainian act, because it benefits Ukraine quite a bit more than it benefits Russia. All that stuff is stuff we can talk about later on in the show. But the best thing he said was he brought more attention to something that is happening right now on just one TV station in the country, on News Nation, which is, I think, a pitch of that place is that it's supposed to be down the middle. And they're talking about aliens. They're interviewing someone that says they've got the goods, a whistleblower, who says that the United States has found alien aircrafts. Here's what Tucker Carlson said. And I just find this fascinating. Oh, wait, hold on. One second. I got to make sure that you actually can hear this. Let's try this again and go ahead.
In any of this, they are actively hostile to anybody who is. In journalism, curiosity is the gravest crime. Yesterday, for example, a former Air Force officer who worked for years in military intelligence came forward as a whistleblower to reveal that the U.S. government has physical evidence of crashed non-human-made aircraft.
What?
As well as the bodies of the pilots who flew those aircraft.
What?
The Pentagon has spent decades studying these otherworldly remains in order to build more technologically advanced weapon systems. Okay, that's what the former intel officer revealed, and it was clear he was telling the truth. In other words, UFOs are actually real, and apparently so is extraterrestrial life.
That's something.
Now we know. In a normal country, this news would qualify as a bombshell,
yes,
story of
yes,
the millennium.
Would. Yes.
But in our country, it doesn't.
That is insane. News Nation is doing more and more reporting on this. They've interviewed the person who is this whistleblower. I think they'll interview them again on Sunday night. I don't know what to think. I'm at a loss as to the reaction to the idea that this is a real story, that it's been hidden from us for this long, and that Tucker Carlson in episode one brought more attention to this story than News Nation did every day that they've been reporting on it, and it hasn't been a lot of places. I'm not saying that I know anything more than you do and what I just played from Tucker, and I don't know what Tucker knows, but I'm fascinated by it. And so again, and I'll just repeat this before I take a break, this is the only scenario where I'm 1,000%, 1,000,000% only Trump. Trump is the only politician that I would enjoy watching on a stage with aliens telling us that aliens are real if that's something that's coming in the near future. Biden will be an utter disappointment. We'll have no idea what's going on, but Trump would be fascinating. It would be incredible. I bet you they would try to prep the former president and he'd tell them no. He's like, I got this. There's aliens. There's me. Must watch TV. I'm all over this. And every second of it would be the best thing we've ever seen in the world of television. I don't know if any of that's coming. I would like us to wait now. I don't know. We've waited this long. We can wait a couple more years to see who gets elected. And if it's Trump, awesome. All right. Quick break. A lot more. That's really my take at the beginning of a show on a Wednesday here with you. Quick break. A lot more. Greg Collins filling in. Tony Katz, The Morning News, 93 WIBC.